When we think of Western heroes, there's a slew of them to consider. Men like Kit Carson, Jim Bridger, Juan Bautista de Anza, or Crazy Horse. All of them were larger than life, and they stand tall in the history of our land. But there's one more name I'd like to add to that list. He's an unlikely candidate, a Catholic priest who never went to war or fought anyone, but he had a big impact on his world. John Crowley came to the Owens Valley in the early 1900s. It was a booming farm area then, but there was a cancer growing. He tended his flock from Bishop to Mojave those days, and he did well. So well that he was transferred to St. John's in Fresno. But after a half dozen years, he moved back to the Owens Valley, and much to his surprise, most of the farmers that he'd served so well earlier, they'd moved away. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power had quietly bought up all the water rights and irrigation companies and had built a great canal all the way to Los Angeles. The farmers in the Owens Valley had lost their water. It all went to L.A. The once rich fields became deserts with sage and tumbleweeds growing in place of apple trees and oats. While the remaining farmers fought in the courts and some fought with dynamite, Father Crowley looked for solutions. He found two. First, the area was a natural haven for outdoorsmen. He encouraged his people to develop tourism to their communities, to showcase the incredible scenery and become a center for outdoor sports. Eventually, his idea took hold and tourism became the major employer for the area. But his other idea was he knew enough about hydrology to see that a dam in the right place would provide enough water to keep the distant cities happy and provide a share for the local communities. It took many meetings with the very people that had destroyed the area, the engineers and politicians of Los Angeles, but eventually they saw his point. Another dam was built in the Long Valley, and the lake that filled behind it provided water for the locals while keeping the spigots turned on in the cities to the south. That lake was named for the Desert Padre, and Crowley Lake is still one of the most popular sport fishing lakes in the country. He was a very different kind of Western hero, but he was a hero nonetheless. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View.